Oh, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Happy to report that I am introducing a new guest to everybody. This guest was introduced to me by Chris Temple, who everybody on our website knows. His name is Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. That airs 8 to 9 Eastern time, and I will post a link below this interview for everyone who wants to catch up with Joel and see what he has been talking about on his pre-market show. Joel, let's get into some of the high-level comments in terms of where markets have been moving and what is driving markets. First and foremost, there's no denying that this is very a news-dominated market, whether it's headlines, whether it's tweets. That's what seems to be driving a lot of these short-term moves. And when you look at kind of the long-term picture, it's very muddled right now because of that big drop we saw in October that carried down into middle of December. And now this rebound, which has taken us right back to pretty much the middle of that retracement. What's your take on when we do have these type of markets that are such slaves to headlines?
And today you couldn't find a better example of a headline driven market. Obviously, there's been several things that have been standing in the way of the market. The Fed, a couple weeks ago at the last Fed meeting, they came out with a dovish tone that was bullish for the market. Everyone's been concerned about, you know, the tariffs and what the implications are going to be there with China. At this point, President Trump seems to be more willing to get a deal done sooner rather than later. That's going to help a lot of U.S. companies. And, you know, we're getting through earnings season here, really, without any major disasters. I'm sure a lot of stocks have. Keep in mind that a lot of stocks, let's say Apple, you know, lowered expectations for the street and they beat those exceeded expectations. But, you know, when you take the combination of a dovish Fed, a potential deal with China and a halfway decent earnings season, and where else are you going to put your money, in Europe or China? All the money's coming over here to the United States of America.
Oh, and that continues to be, I think, a key consideration is the rest of the world is struggling quite a bit more than the U.S. But as you mentioned, earnings season, we have heard from some large companies and what used to be market driving companies of lower expectations, lower forecasts of sales internationally, as well as just lower revenue projections overall. Do you think that this could have some sort of an impact as we progress through 2019?
Well, I mean, you get a deal done here and, you know, all those companies are going to have to reverse course on those lower expectations. You know, Apple, whether it's Apple selling iPhones or GM or Ford selling cars over there, those expectations would be lowered. Now the fear is that, you know, if a deal's done, they're going to have to reverse course and go back up to those higher expectations here. So, you know, at this point, I mean, there's really, you know, what is standing in the way of this market going higher? And as I mentioned, those three other factors seem to be dissipating here. Also, you know, the Brexit, which had many people concerned, that's another negative for, you know, investing in Europe and another reason to be here in the United, you know, money to be invested in the U.S. market. So, no, I if anything, you know, if this deal gets done quickly or within a couple weeks, those lower revisions could turn into higher revisions. And, you know, the people that were waiting for the test of the December lows are going to be buying it at even higher levels, perhaps, than we're looking at right now.
So do you think, Joel, that the odds are, at least right now, and obviously these odds can change day to day, but odds are that we see a test of the recent highs rather than the recent lows sooner rather than later?
I mean, you know, if you're going strictly, you know, on numbers, the mathematical basis, we have exceeded the 50% retracement of that move that you had. I'm basing it on the front month S&Ps. I don't think it's going to be quite as easy as we did last time because there's a lot of people that saw that drop in the market and they're probably more willing to, you know, lighten up on this rebound. But when you look at your daily charts, I mean, there's just I like to focus on daily and weekly highs, and there's just not a lot in there. Today's a day where, you know, you're getting a lot of those losses back from December. So it's going to be incremental. But Well, unless you get a negative tweet or you know, something happens with the Fed, and I believe Jerome Powell's making some comments today. I mean, you can't fight the tape. I've done it too much and too often to know that, the trend is your friend and the trend is higher.
Exactly. Don't try to be those people that are smarter than everyone else and trying to pick the exact tops or exact bottoms of turns, because those are dangerous games to play. Can I also get your comments on the trend that we have seen, even as the markets were falling and now even as they're climbing back, is that it's not just these high-flying stocks or these risk-on assets that are getting the money flowing in. There is still a portion of money that is being diversified into some of the safer sectors and safer assets. How sustainable and how important do you think this is?
I think a lot of the stocks that you're talking about are, stocks that have a yield and a dividend. And so if interest rates are staying, in the area that they're in, you hear some people calling the next interest rate hike is going to be lower. I don't necessarily see that. But, the trend, at least of stable interest rates, is going to, draw attention to like your AT&Ts and your Verizons and these stocks that have decent yields. I mean, where are you going to get, 3%, 4%, or 5% in the bank? Rates are coming up. So as long as you have a dovish Fed, I see the trend continuing in these value stocks, and especially ones with a yield.
Now, how much do you see today as just another example of money still being on the sidelines, but more than willing to be put into the markets? We have the markets up over 1%. We have oil up over 2%. And we don't have a whole lot of areas that are dropping heavily, you could say.
I think it's just, a manifestation of, what you have going on in the after hours and the pre-market trading. And that's a lot of what we cover on our show. When they get the indexes up like they were this morning, the index funds got to buy, if they're underexposed. So the trends of the day of the pre-market and the after hours trading, I mean, as much as, you saw the S&Ps are up this morning, I mean, if you were thinking short, you tried that off the open, you found out very quickly that you were wrong. So during the day, if you have a strong trend from the pre-market and after hours, your mechanized trading, your high frequency trading, they're not going to be going against that flow. They're going to be in there competing with bids for, institutions or larger players that want to be bid in the market. So it's kind of self-fulfilling prophecy when, you get that kind of action in the overnight. And then you also see it on the downside as well. So if investors, keep it, if they're following things on a shorter term basis, I always think it's good to keep an eye on. I like to look at the 9-day average trading range of a stock. So if I'm looking for a particular target during the day, that kind of keeps you grounded. And then also, when a stock begins to consolidate, I think consolidation periods are just as important as your big ups or down days, because they, they can give you a clue to the next move. A stock has a good move up after earnings, has 3-4 days of consolidation, maybe bears get a little comfortable. Boom, you break out of the consolidation. So a lot of different factors there. But, to me, the trading that is done in the S&Ps and the other futures markets while the stocks are closed really determine what's going to happen the following morning.
Yeah, you are right. And it is something that you talk about on your show. I highly recommend checking out that pre-market show on Benzinga with Joel and his partner Dennis over there. It's a wealth of information and it's a great way to get your day started before the markets actually open. Joel, great having you on the show. I look forward to chatting with you again shortly, and have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thanks, Corey.